Hi, my name is Joy. Thanks for joining me. You can find me at joythacker.com. Today's devotional is called The Giver. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John 10:10. It was October 1st, 2006, a colorful October Sunday morning. My husband, our three boys, and I were out for a little adventure. We were traveling about 35 miles from home and going down some gorgeous backcountry roads to attend a church service, to which we had never been before and where we knew no one. We were just out for the day, looking for something fun and different. As we traveled down the road, one particular scene jumped out at me. It was as if God actually turned my head and exclaimed, "Look at this." It was truly the most attractive and serene setting I ever saw. Tucked among the rolling hills and farmland was a tiny white schoolhouse, complete with a bell and outhouses. Its beauty and simplicity left a strong impression on me. There were several small schoolhouses sprinkled on the road both before and after this one, but for some reason, this one captivated me. My thoughts turned to the families represented by the Amish school and how thoughtful it was for the parents to provide such beauty for their children to encourage their growth in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. This, however, was the last day that anyone would find serenity there. The following morning, Monday, October 2nd, Charles Roberts, the angry gunman, who wanted to get back at God for taking his premature infant daughter, changed this peaceful valley forever. The seemingly imperturbable hamlet, which yesterday captured my attention for its nurturing beauty, today and years later continues to capture the whole world's attention for its taunting horror. Charles Roberts did not know that God is the giver and his enemy is the taker. When we are tempted to blame God for taking things or people from us, let's remember God is the great giver, not the taker. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, and God reminds us that he came that we may have life and have it abundantly.